Hey, it's 8:13 on Tuesday, October 11th. Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Rachel Scow, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Always good to see you, and always good to have Active Physical Therapy in the studio, because you guys have so much good information, including about rotator cuffs, something we haven't really talked about for a while. First of all, what is a rotator cuff?
The rotator cuff is an important group of four muscles in their tendon attachments that surrounds our shoulder joints. The purpose of this muscle group is to stabilize the head of the humerus, which is the ball part of the ball and socket joint of our shoulder. The humerus is our long upper arm bone. So it stabilizes that into the shallow socket of our shoulder. It functions to prevent that ball of the ball and socket from riding up, which would cause impingement under the top of our shoulder blade, and therefore the rotator cuff allows for smooth motion.
And do you see a lot of people come in with rotator cuff issues?
Quite commonly, yeah. I would say I don't have a percentage necessarily, but it's a quite common injury and referral that we get at our clinics.
Probably a lot more common than most people realize.
Right. Yes, exactly.
So when you talk about rotator cuff disorders, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So this is a general term for when the rotator cuff is implicated in an injury, causing pain, possible weakness, and dysfunction. It can occur with an acute type of injury, such as a fall, but it could also be due to a more degenerative process, which occurs over time, possibly due to like repetitive motion, something like that. The pain that one might experience is generally a dull ache, but then will likely be sharp with certain movements. The pain is felt at the shoulder, but can radiate down to the upper arm as far as the elbow. And it usually causes pain with certain tasks, such as reaching, especially overhead and behind you, lifting, laying on that affected side, and with repetitive motions. And there are other terms for this type of condition. You might hear someone say, I have a rotator cuff tear, I have shoulder impingement, tendinitis, or tendinosis, etc.
Talking to Rachel Scow, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Rachel, is it true that a lot of people believe then that right away they just need to go to surgery?
Right, exactly. It is. And actually, there's some really good research showing that, especially for a non-acute type of rotator cuff injury or for a partial or small type of tear, that physical therapy can be very effective and sometimes equally as effective as surgery.
It is 8:19 on Tuesday, October 11th. Mike Plourd in the studio. And joining me is Rachel Scow, who is a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy. And Rachel, we're talking about rotator cuffs and issues with rotator cuffs. One more time, really quickly, talk about rotator cuff disorders.
Yeah. So, again, a rotator cuff is a group of four muscles, very important for shoulder stability. It's used all the time with shoulder movement. So, an injury is very common. And physical therapy is something that can be highly effective in treating these types of disorders. It can relieve pain and improve symptoms. The goals will always be tailored to one's individual presentation and needs. The focus often begins with pain management strategies, but then will often move toward improving one's function. Some examples of treatment techniques would be education on self-care, posture, recommendations on movements to temporarily avoid, manual therapy techniques such as joint mobilizations and soft tissue release to improve joint mobility and muscle flexibility, range of motion and strengthening exercises, which will also be used and included as part of a home exercise program, taping strategies to allow for smoother shoulder motion as you recover from your injury, and also the use of modalities as indicated to help enhance the healing process.
So what people really need to do is come in and tell you what they have, and then you can set up a program for them. Now, I think a lot of people don't realize, but when physical therapy is recommended or a patient is told, you know, physical therapy could really help you, as a patient, you get to choose wherever you go.
Right. Yes, you do.
You don't have to follow what's recommended as far as a particular physical therapist is concerned.
That's true, yes. Yep. And so if you or someone you know is experiencing symptoms like this, I would highly encourage you to get a referral from your doctor and seek a physical therapist for help.
And Active Physical Therapy has locations in Ishpeming, Nagani, and Marquette. Where are you guys located?
Yep, we're located, the two locations in Marquette, one on Fair Avenue, and then the other at the Synergy Fitness, which is at the corner of Bluff and 3rd. We're located in the YMCA in Nagani, and then at the Country Village in Ishpeming.
And I've done this myself. I've gone in and just taken a look at the facilities, yeah. Met some of the people there, and you guys are always fun, always cheerful, always laughing, and always happy to show anybody that walks in, this is what we have.
Right, yes. Please do come in if you're curious. I'd also like to mention, too, that October is National Physical Therapy Month. So I'd just like to honor all the physical therapists here in the area. And we also encourage the community to choose PT.
It's much better. In my opinion, personally, it's a much better alternative than surgery.
Yes, I agree.
Rachel Scow with us. She's a physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy, and she's talking about rotator cuff disorders. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.